Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Golden Black Radio as we take a look at this week in Purdue Athletics. Here's your host, Kyle Charter. Spring basketball recruiting at the forefront right now, graduate transfers and 2020s. We'll discuss potential future Boilermakers and former football ones on Golden Black Radio. Kyle Charters here, Brian Newbert as well. Tom Deanhart here in just a couple of minutes as we'll talk some NFL draft preview with him. All right, Brian, let's hit a couple of topics here. Grad transfer market that Purdue's looking at pretty closely here this spring. Basically, the three guys that they're looking at, though others could probably jump in, certainly Purdue in need of a guard who can play immediately.
Yeah, that's what they're looking for. Obviously, a guard who can come in, help them offensively, especially. Purdue loses a lot of minutes, a lot of made three-pointers from last year's team. Offensively, I think you could use one more guy who could put the ball in the basket. Obviously, somebody who can make shots. That's always going to be important to Purdue. You'd like somebody who can do something off the dribble, probably ideally, but you need somebody who can come in, give you good minutes, help you score the basketball next year. Obviously, there are three guys on the board here, Javen Cumberland, Jahad Proctor, and Christian Keeling. The visits start today, basically. So I think Purdue has three offers out, or essentially has offers out. They will take, I believe they're looking to take one. First one in is Purdue's guy. So things start happening now.
So the NCAA, Brian, last week was considering, and I'm sure you kept up this at least a little bit, was considering a penalty of sorts to teams who decided to take these grad transfers, making them, spend up 2 years of scholarships to take a one-year guy. To me, that would have put a real deterrent, right? The NCAA decided not to do it in a vote, I think, on Friday. What's your stance on that and sort of, this transfer market, what it is? Should the NCAA take it away? Should it penalize teams? I think it's weird to sort of dangle that carrot and then, like, make the carrot poisonous. I think that's a little strange for the NCAA to do, but what are your thoughts on the whole market and the NCAA deciding not to impose the two-year scholarship on a one-year player?
Well, the rule is not a basketball rule. It is not a carrot for basketball purposes. It's a carrot for academic purposes. So people are not using it that way. It is a rule that's being exploited. It is a rule designed to help the student athlete get a graduate degree he could not get at his first institution. It is being used in sham manner 90%+ of the time, solely 100% exclusively for basketball reasons, which is counter to the intent of the rule. Fans of high major schools like a Purdue, like a wherever, will look at it like, this sucks. You cannot take this away from us. It is killing smaller schools, killing them.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot take – smaller schools have got to take transfers to build programs. They have to get their best players, in a lot of cases, off the transfer market. When a guy comes, he's got to sit. He has redshirted. So once you've done that, once you get your degree, you are out of there. It is really, really hurting low and mid-major programs, if not killing them. And that is not the purpose the NCAA is aiming to work toward here. And you have to look at it from everyone's perspective here. I wouldn't call it a penalty. I would call it the potential closure of a loophole that is really, really hurting a lot of people in college basketball. Helping some, really, really hurting more. And I think that's kind of the crux of it. It's a very complicated rule. It's a very complicated topic.
Right.
But it is one that is bound to change eventually for the reasons I just basically outlined.
Right. All right, so you were down in Indianapolis over the weekend for the Indy Heat Chimrat Shootout. Checked out some of Purdue's top 2020s there. What were some of your impressions?
Yeah, I think, Purdue's hot right now. I mean, I don't say that. I don't take that topic lightly in saying that because I know it gets people excited. But I think right now Purdue's in a situation where there are good players in Indiana. really good players, players who a couple years ago Purdue would have offered already, a long time ago actually, who are all kind of warmed up toward Purdue here, that Purdue has to watch really closely this spring, make a decision on whether they're going to offer them or not. If they offer them, they've got a really, really good chance to get them. Purdue is essentially in a position where it has good players it can probably have at hello, that it is going to, you know, it's going to have a chance to take a long look at here while it chases some players it's dead certain about. And I think that speaks to the job Purdue has done in recruiting, but also maybe the success it's had the past couple seasons, simply the coolness factor too. I mean, Purdue has never been cooler in recruiting probably. You know, Purdue doesn't necessarily recruit off of coolness. It recruits off of substance, and but coolness can't hurt either. So I think Purdue, for lack of a better term, is cool right now. The guys I'm talking about here, the point guard at Lawrence Central, Nigel Pack, the big man down in Evansville, Kieron Powell, both are guys who are good players, legitimately good enough to play at Purdue, and guys who a few years ago would have been no-brainer offer types, I think, for Purdue, that Purdue is going to have to take a long, hard look at this spring to make a decision on. Both are good enough to play at Purdue. I'm pretty certain about that.
One quick one, then we'll bring in Tom Dienhart, talk a little bit of NFL draft preview. What do you define coolness as? I mean, to me, it can be, you know, it can be a little bit of anything, but, you know, Purdue's presence online, I think, and what it's done in the social media has been a huge step up. You know, sort of the game day atmosphere for basketball is a plus. What kind of things are you talking about?
I just think they're at the forefront of people's minds. They are looking at Purdue like it would be really cool if I went to Purdue, whereas maybe before on some level Purdue was kind of respected, but maybe not all that exciting. Now I think Purdue is exciting for all the reasons you outlined, but also because Purdue has probably not gone through an era here recently where they've been more fun to watch. I mean, this is a team that just put on a show in the NCAA tournament. They had a very exciting player, but beyond him, they've had really high-level players. They've had All-Americans. They've shot a ton of threes. They're a fun basketball team to watch, and they would be a fun basketball team to play for. I'm quite certain.
Yeah.
And Purdue has really kind of made itself more appealing from an imagery perspective. I just think that they're coming off a lot hipper than they used to.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Brian.
No problem.
Much more on basketball recruiting on the site, too, at goldandblack.com. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll bring in Tom Dienhart, talk a little bit of NFL draft preview. We'll do that in a second on Gold and Black Radio. On the far end of Main Street in downtown Lafayette, you'll find East End Grill, industrial and classic. The restaurant is built like a steakhouse, but handles like a bistro. East End Grill's menu includes creative starters, simple chops, salads, burgers, fresh fish, and steaks, and the signature shrimp and grits. The staff prepares every item from scratch and emphasizes simple meals that incorporate fresh, local, and seasonal ingredients. The warm and inviting dining room features a cozy bar that includes a great selection of craft beer, inspired cocktails, and a robust and expanding wine list. Whatever your entertainment needs are, a cocktail at the bar, dinner with family, or a special event in the private dining room, the energized and attentive staff is here for you. East End Grill, welcome to our table.
Life doesn't come with a financial roadmap. It does come with a lot of bumps and red lights. Steering clear of those doesn't have to be difficult. With First Source Bank's online money management tools, you can see all your financial accounts, balances, and transactions in one place. So you can easily set monthly budgets to help manage expenses and debt. Get the green light to a successful financial future with First Source's money management tools. First Source Bank, where better is better. Member FDIC.
The Charters team at RE/MAX Ability Plus is your experienced real estate group in Greater Lafayette. If you're looking to buy, sell, upsize, downsize, or anything else, give me a call or text at 765-412-5217 or email at kyle@chartersteam.com.
Welcome to Golden Black Radio as we take a look at this week in Purdue Athletics.
Kyle Charters here, Tom Dienhart as well. Let's talk a little bit of NFL draft. It's coming up this week, Tom. The question from Purdue's perspective is, does the streak continue? Sets at 21 straight years with the Boilermaker picked. What do you think?
It's going to be tough, Kyle. It goes back to 1998. Every year since 1998, Purdue's had a player picked. As you said, 21 years in a row. I would lean towards saying the streak is probably going to end this year. There's a chance for a couple Boilers to get picked, buddy. I think two of them in particular, David Blau, I think has a good chance to go late. And defensively, the safety, Jacob Thieneman, I think there's a lot to like about him, and I would not be shocked if somebody gets him late in the draft here coming up in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, you know, I think with Thieneman, maybe, you know, if he stays healthy for the entire senior year, I mean, he was on track to have a pretty good year statistically. I mean, I think that in itself would be eye-opening. You know, he gets, sick, which was, you know, pretty bad, and then the shoulder injury, you know, coinciding with that. Any talk that the illness/injury hurt him a little bit, or has he done enough here since then to put himself back on the map?
I've heard nothing. I mean, I talked to one NFL scout, Kyle, off the record, and it's going to be a story that appears this week on our site. I asked him about all the Boilermaker draft prospects, and no mention from this scout about concerns about Thieneman's physical well-being. To me, it just showed a lot for the guy fighting back from that staph infection, number one. That was very dangerous, potentially grave, and he came back and played in that bowl game. Wasn't 100%. To me, he's the total package, Kyle. He's not the top-end athlete, of course. You're going to find him at the first and second round. But, again, Thieneman is more than capable athletically. Plus, he's very smart. And he's a guy, I think, who's versatile. You know, he can help you on special teams. He's going to be cheap, Kyle, as well. So
yeah.
I like him a lot. And he told me for a piece on the site right now, I'm doing all these little draft updates with the prospects. And Thieneman told me he's had a workout with the Arizona Cardinals and the Giants and the Lions, visited with him at Purdue. So long story short, there's some teams kicking the tires on Jacob Thieneman.
And with Blau, it seems like since the season has ended, he's impressive in a lot of the things that he has done, from the pro day to maybe the Indianapolis Colts local day. Some of the other stuff he's done, it seems like at least there has been some talk about him being a late round draft pick, whereas maybe, you know, toward the end of the season, there wasn't that as much. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think he showed a lot his whole career, honestly, but this last season in particular where, you know, he was the guy. And he showed he had the arm strength, Kyle. That was always the big knock or concern with David Blau, is he really had the arm to make all the NFL throws. And he showed it this last year, executing an offense we know Jeff Brown wants to throw the ball downfield with. Again, I spoke with David a week or so ago, too, for a story on the site, and he's been very encouraged. You know, he was at the Indianapolis local pro day, was invited back into the team offices afterwards. Not everybody gets invited back, but he was invited back for some extra sessions on the grease board, so to speak, to go over some plays and whatnot. He told me he flew to Cleveland. He flew to Atlanta to meet with the Browns and the Falcons. And, you know, again, we all know this league is star for quarterbacks, and David brings a lot off the field as well as on the field and be a good asset for any roster. And I'll tell you one last thing, Kyle. The NFL maybe is breaking through and realizing you don't have to be 6'5" to be an NFL quarterback. I'm not saying Blau with Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield, but again, he is only 6'1". But again, the league may be shying away from those stereotypes and giving guys of Blau's physical stature longer looks.
Seems like there's a half dozen at least, maybe more than that even, former guys who will at least get into summer camps, if not training camps, this year, even if they're not drafted, right?
Yeah, I think Kirk Barron will get into a camp, a center from Mishawaka. You know, he's got David Blau's issue with his height. I wouldn't be shocked if Terry Wright gets into a camp. He ran the fastest 40 of anybody at Purdue's Pro Day. This is a 4.4 guy, maybe even a little bit of a sub-4.4 guy. Anytime you have speed like that, you have a chance, I think, to get a long look. And Cole Herdman, I talked to Cole last week. He's very encouraged. He worked out not just in Indianapolis, but also with the Washington Redskins. He's a Virginia native near the Redskins complex, and he told me he's hearing some good things as well. So I don't think he'll get drafted, but he'll get into camp. And lastly, keep your eye on Spencer Evans, the kicker. Speaking to the scout, they love guys with big legs. They can work with guys with big legs, even if you're not that accurate. And if there's one thing we know about Spencer Evans, he's got a big leg. And just because of that, you know, he may get a chance to try to impress somebody in a camp.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, Tom. Hey, appreciate it. We'll look forward to your coverage of the Dash Draft, see if somebody gets picked in there.
I appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
All right. All right, let's take one more break. We'll come back here in just a moment, put a wrap on this one. We'll do that here in just a moment on Golden Black Radio.
It's time to boiler up and join the Bronze Squad by gearing up with the best selection of Purdue apparel in stock only at Follett's. Visit the Black and Gold Mine store across from Mackey or Follett's Purdue West on State Street for the best game day apparel from Nike, Columbia, Champion, Cutter and Buck, and more. Shop Follett's late on game day weekends. Follett's has been your Purdue game day stop since 1945. If you can't make it to the game, shop online at FollettsPurdue.com.
Often, things are worth more than they seem. For Purdue grad and NASA astronaut Jerry Ross, incredible value was found in the Purdue Alumni Visa. Not just because of the exclusive Purdue card designs, but for the unlimited cash back and out-of-this-world Visa benefits. Discover the official Purdue Alumni Visa credit card. Apply today at PurdueFed.com. Purdue Federal Credit Union. Belong where you have worth. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your neighborhood bar, 6th Street Dive Bar and Grill, is a perfect must-stop location on your way to and from the game at the corner of 6th and Salem in Lafayette. Whether it be great food, authentic Tex-Mex, along with many Indiana favorites, served from 11 a.m. to 3 a.m. every day, sports, games, live music, trivia, or just fellow Boilermaker camaraderie, the Dive is the place to go. Don't miss Geeks Who Drink Trivia at 7:30 Tuesday nights, and live local music without a cover charge at 10 o'clock Fridays and Saturdays. If it's college sports you crave, the 6th Street Dive has you covered there too with its multiple big screens. So dive on in to the 6th Street Dive at the corner of 6th and Salem in Lafayette.
Welcome to Golden Black Radio as we take a look at this week in Purdue Athletics.
Much more on basketball recruiting, NFL draft previews, all of that at the site at goldandblack.com, where the guys go much more in-depth. Be sure to check that out there. All right, thanks to our sponsors, East End Grill, First Source Bank, Chargers Team at RE/MAX Ability Plus, Follett's, the 6th Street Dive, and Purdue Federal Credit Union. Back again next Monday with our next podcast. Of course, as news breaks, the guys put it up in the same form as well, where you subscribe on your podcast app or at goldandblack.com. Okay, that'll do it for our show for this week. Thanks to Brian Newbert and Tom Deanhart. I'm Kyle Charters. Thanks for listening. This is Golden Black Radio.